Parshas Nitzavim, the big mitzvah that comes Parshas Nitzavim right in the beginning, is the mitzvah of Arvus. What is Arvus? Kol Yisroel Marim Zelazeh, Zelazeh. Everybody's responsible for somebody else. The Medrash learns this right away from the beginning of the parasha. Tani Tzovim Ayom Kulchem, and it says Rishaychem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shatrechem, Kol Yisroel 1-1, says the Medrash Tachuma, you're all responsible for each other. The Gemara said, Edwin learns it a little later, that the end of the, on the same Pasha in Pasha and Tzovim, the same first part, the term ends, Hanisteris Hashem Elokeinu, Vaniglos Lonu, Vaniyadir Lom. The Gemara said, brings the Machlek, is exactly what it means, but the Kula Almo, the Niglois responsibility for others, is on Amisol. That's the idea of Arvus, Kolisrola, Rabin Zelazeh. Each one is responsible for somebody else. My nefkamina lahalocha, kol Yisrael Rabin Zelazeh. So the biggest nefkamina is Yotzo Moitzi. Yotzo Moitzi. What is Yotzo Moitzi? If I went ahead and I performed the mitzvah, can I go ahead and perform the mitzvah with somebody else? So, for example, that's what we're going to start with, we'll end with the mitzvah as well. Mitzvah Shofar. Person went ahead and blew Shofar, or heard Shofar, and shul, with a bracha, was Yotzo. Then he goes home and there's somebody ill, cannot come to shul, and he goes and blows a shofar for him. Can he go do another bracha? Can he blow and do another bracha for that second guy? The answer is he could. Why could he? He was a yaitz of the mitzvah. The answer is, Arvus, you're responsible for somebody else, and because you're responsible for somebody else, you can go ahead and do the bracha. Now the question I want to go and focus on today, and that's what Mishmer mentioned, Kiddush, we'll get to Kiddush in a second, that's the Raya. We'll start with a chakira question, which we'll expand as we go on in the next few minutes. So the basic question is, what does it mean that Arvus, I could be moiti somebody else? Is the pshat that I have a mitzvah to do, that part of that mitzvah, every mitzvah has also my responsibility that that mitzvah should be performed by others. I have to blow shofar. I have to make sure that all my chabeim do blow shofar as well. So my Arvus is a continuation of that same mitzvah. Or it doesn't do that specific mitzvah. It has to do with a called the national responsibility. We're one nation. Because one nation has to be responsible for everybody in the nation to be doing everything they have to do. Is it like a more global chiyuv, or is it a specific chiyuv of that mitzvah? That's the chakir. We'll see the nafkamina's differences as we go on. There is a famous machloikis, the Neid B'Yud and Kuvayegir going Kiddush. It starts with the Rosh. The Rosh says a sentence in Brachas. He speaks about the fact if women are chayav and Birkas HaMazon deraisa or not. Are they obligated from the Torah to do Birkas HaMazon? And the Rosh ends and says the following. He speaks about that Birkas HaMazon, we don't have time to go into the whole thing, but he says like this. The reason why a man can be moitzi achir, even though he's not a chiyuv to do Birkas HaMazon, because he has a din of Arvus. And he ends of Isha Einu Bichlal Arvus. Woman doesn't have Arvus. Lekach Einu Moitzia Ela Mishichiv Midabon. She can't be Moitzia others if she's not obligated, says the Rosh, because she doesn't have Arvus. So the Neid B'Yudah learns what the Rosh reads to say. That here in our parasha, when all Am Yisrael got together and everybody got responsible for one each other, that's only for men, not for women. Women are not part of that responsibility. That's what the Rosh means. So there's no such thing as being responsible for women, or vice versa, for women, for us to be responsible for the woman, or the woman for the man. Says the Neid B'Yudah, I have an issue. According to that, what's the problem? We have a din when you do Kiddush. We do Kiddush in davening. When we do Kiddush in davening, we say Mikadosh Shabbos. You Mikayim Kiddush. Nefkirin L'maisi Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, like we'll have this year. It says Radam Echreinim. Chazal Sefer says you have to have kavana when you do Mikadosh and Shabbos for Yisrael of Yom Kippur, you have kavana for Kiddush. You do Kiddush, you have you're Yitzhak Kiddush and Davri. So there arise so you're Yitzhak Kiddush. You're already Yitzhak the Kiddush. Now you come home, you want to do Kiddush for your wife. The wife is Mechuyov, there arise so to do Kiddush. She's obligated for the Torah to do Kiddush. When you learn Zachar V'Shama, you learn that a woman has to do Kiddush. Says that in the Yudah, you can't do Kiddush for your wife. Has a problem, issue. How do you do Kiddush for your wife? Why? You already yaitze kiddush. Now you want to do kiddush for your wife. But the rice already yaitze the kiddush. So why do you want to do for your wife? How can you do something? Because you yaitze moitze. We have a halacha. The person, even though he did that, his obligation, he still has the opportunity or the obligation to go be with the other people. But that's only people that you have armos, that you are raving zilazed. I'm responsible for the woman. You're not responsible. So how can it be moitze woman? That's what the Yehuda asks. So that's the sugi. If you ask, what can you, maybe in davening you have kavona not to be moitze, that's the chazam sefer, not going to get into that. But that's an idea as a problem. According to the Rosh, that I'm not responsible for women, so every time I already did the mitzvah, I can't be moitze my wife. Says the Kivager, no, that's not what the Rosh means. When the Rosh says the women don't have arvus, they're not part of that call, that responsibility, that obligation, that, you know, the fact one is taking care of somebody else, that's only for mitzvahs the women are not obligated to do. He's talking about because of Muslim, what would happen if they're not obligated to do that? So any mitzvah the woman is obligated to do, she's not responsible for somebody else. And we're not responsible for her. Like Shofar, for example. Shofar is a mitzvah Esther Shazman Gromit. Women don't have to do it. So you can't have responsibility. That's why a woman cannot be moitzi. A man cannot be moitzi a woman. We'll see it soon. If he was yoitzi. But if she's obligated to do it, then there is arvus. So for Kiddush, a woman is obligated to do it. So even though a man performed the mitzvah, he can go afterwards and do the mitzvah for his wife because he's obligated to have arvus. So the Rosh says there's no arvus for woman. The question is, what does the Rosh mean there's no arvus for woman? So the Yehuda means there's no arvus at all. There's no such thing. The Rekhneger says, no, it depends. Whatever she's chayav, she's chayav. Whatever she's not chayav, she's not chayav. What's the machlekes? So the leader Achronim brings, say that's exactly the argument. The Yehuda understands that arvus is a national, global responsibility. We are all responsible together. So it doesn't matter if I have a chiyuv in that specific mitzvah or that specific mitzvah. If I am part of the nation, I'm responsible for everybody in this nation to do the mitzvahs. So if women are part of the nation, they're responsible for men. We're all one big nation, one chiyuv. Even though they're not mechuyuv in that mitzvah. So it says that the Yehuda, what does the Rosh mean? There's no arvus to the woman. You have to say women are not part of it at all. They're not part of it for anything they're obligated, not part of anything they're not obligated. They just don't belong to that global national responsibility. Makhayegah says, no, it's not a din like a global national responsibility. It's part of your chiyuv mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to do. Part of your mitzvah is you have to make sure that everybody else does the mitzvah. But if I don't have to do the mitzvah, I don't have the responsibility to take care of anybody else. It goes together. It's attached to each other. It's attached to the mitzvah itself. The Yehuda learns it's like a more global thing. The Makhayegah learns it's attached to the mitzvah. Nafkamina, for example, is what about Kohanim? A Kohen is a Yisrael responsible that the Kohen should do his mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah to do it. So a Pashtus, without getting to other lundis that comes out later, that say maybe Kohanim is a special din, according to what we're learning, that will be the Machlokes. According to the Neitim Yudhis Shita, yes, we are global national responsibility. I have to make sure that everybody does his mitzvah, even something I'm not responsible to do. According to Kohanim, is an extension of your mitzvah. That's what it is. The way to the final lulu, call it one step more. Pshat is according to Kiveiger, when you have a mitzvah, as if you have two stages to the mitzvah. Stage number one, you have to do your mitzvah. Stage number two, that same mitzvah, you have to make everybody else do it. Right? According to the Rebbe Yehuda, I'm a bar chiyuv. I thought I have to perform that specific mitzvah. I have a chiyuv to make sure Am Yisrael get things done. It just makes me part of the chiyuv, not because of the mitzvah, because of the chiyuv that we have in general. And it goes very gishmak, the Rekveger, for example, the Shita, so one example before we get to the main thing, is that Rekveger says, when we're speaking about the woman, if they have a Birkas HaMazon, so they can be moitzi men, what the Rosh speaks about. So, says Rekveger, one second, there is a part of Birkas HaMazon the woman don't say and men do say. Our meaning is everybody says the same thing. But there's a part of Birkas HaMazon the women don't have to say and we have to say. That's bris and toyo. Right? It says in Noyd Delecha, the way God, bris chashkalad b'sorayim, toyoscha, shlema de tono. Women don't have to say that, says the Gemara in Brachas, because they don't have toyo and they don't have a bris. So says Rav Eger, and when a man wants to be yoitz with a woman, the bris of Torah has to stay on his own. She can't be moitzi him for that. Rav Eger l'shitosa, an extension of my mitzvah. My mitzvah can give you, but if I'm not a chuyav, I can't do it to you. And you hold as a global chiyuv. According to that, you can take that one step further and send mashba hasani comes in a very gishmak l'shitosa, based on their shita. The Rav Eger has a big chiddush l'gabim yotza moitzi. Even when you yoitz a mitzvah, you can still be moitzi others. But we'll start with the lashon that the Ramah said, the Book of Rome says. So when the Ramah brings, how do you look at the fact that you are obligated to do something, that you could be moitzi to somebody else? Says the Book of Rome, brings the lashon, says in the Ram. The Ram says, Shekhoi so is the Arim Zawazeh, because Shechaveiro lo yotzo, ki'ilu hu lo yotzo. When my friend did the mitzvah, I didn't do the mitzvah. I had to make sure that's what it is. That's what the Book of Rome says. Kregen doesn't say that. Kregen says something just to be not for the Mugen Avraham. Kregen says, a big chiddush, he says, usually, if I'm doing my mitzvah, let's say I'm blowing shofar, for me, that is the mitzvah of the day. It's the first time I'm performing it. I'm doing a bracha, and I'm doing the mitzvah. And Chesky over here is listening to my shofar, right? He's yoytze without saying amen. You don't have to say amen. Because I'm doing the bracha, and I'm doing the mitzvah. He is joining my mitzvah, he's joining my bracha. So the same way I didn't say amen in my bracha, he didn't have to say amen in my bracha. Doesn't have to. We say amen, we don't have to say amen. Says the Kivagar, that's only if I'm doing my mitzvah first time. But if it was yotzah, if already I performed my mitzvah, so then the din is, I'm yotzah moitzi. Even though I blew my shofar in the mitzvah, I could still go home and blow a shofar for somebody else. But then you have to say amen, says Rekivega. If you don't say amen, he can't join it. What's the shot of this from Kivega? The shot of Kivega is not like a Mugen Avraham. Kivega learns that it's not if you didn't do the mitzvah, so that means that I didn't do the mitzvah. Because you see that Kivega divides it, that if I didn't do the mitzvah, you don't have to say amen. If you didn't do the mitzvah, I do have to say amen. So we're not exactly the same. So what's shot? So if based on what we're just doing now, you can just continue that step forward. Rav Kivager learns that all chiyuv of arvus is all part of my obligation. I have obligation to do a mitzvah. Part being my obligation is not only my mitzvah to do, but to make sure that everybody who has to do the mitzvah will do the mitzvah. It's another part of my mitzvah. So therefore, if I did my mitzvah, I did part A. I want to do part B. Part B, you have to do a main to join part B. It's not the same thing, part B and part A. But according to the way the Mugen Avraham, according to the way the Nevi'im Yehuda learns, what is Arvus? Arvus is a global responsibility. What does it mean? I don't care if I need to do it. It doesn't depend on me. It depends on you. If you have a mitzvah to do, I need to do it. If you have something that's obligated to be done, it's Mechuyev, it's put on me that I have to make sure that my fellow friend does his mitzvah. Doesn't matter if it could be a kohen, it could be a woman, it could be anybody else. Anybody in the mitzvahs, I take over his chiyuv, not my chiyuv. Kuvayegu learns there's no chiyuv taking somebody else's chiyuv to me. It's my chiyuv, two stages. I have a mitzvah, my mitzvah expands to others. If I don't have the mitzvah, it doesn't expand. I don't get stage B. So when I do my mitzvah, I fulfill stage A. Now I do stage B. So the Kivayegar for stage B is not exactly a stage A. They have to say amen. But according to the Mugen Avraham, according to the Nevi'im Yehuda, according to all the others, Pshat says, no, not that I have a chiyuv to do it for you. Pshat is that your chiyuv is on me. I have responsibility to be moitzi others. I have responsibility that your chiyuv comes and, you know, transfers to me. It's mitzvah the mekabel, not mitzvah the noisim. Not from me, it's from them. So therefore, it's not to me. It's the same chiyuv that you have, I have. So therefore, you don't have to say amen like the Mugen Avraham's mashal. So I want to conclude, just something to think about, that according to that, Efshar, that's a machlokes. There's a big machlokes in shofar. Machlokes in shofar is, when a person blows shofar for a woman, can he do a bracha or not? Can he do a bracha or not? So we paskin la halacha, you can't do a bracha. If you're already yoytzer, why? Because they don't have a chiyuv, the woman. So how can I do a bracha for someone who doesn't have a chiyuv? Right? I can't do a bracha for them, they don't have a chiyuv. Mashenken. Right? If I'm doing a bracha for someone who has a chiyuv, his chiyuv, I can do a bracha for him. But the Ma'aril argues, Maril says that even though the women don't have a chiyuv to do shayfer, they just can do it if they want to, because they can take upon themselves something if they want to, I still can go ahead and do a bracha for them. So maybe you can connect it together. If you learn the pshat is that their chiyuv transfers to me, they don't have a chiyuv, I can't do it. But if pshat is that I have a second obligation to take care, I have a mitzvah, and I have a second obligation to take that mitzvah and give it to others, that women don't have a chiyuv. But because of that obligation to take sure everybody else can get it, even there's a tzad to say that part of what I can extend that obligation to is for someone even who's not a chiyuv b'davar. Because I have my obligation to spread around that mitzvah. It's a little hard to say even according to that. But at least you have some tzad, some way to understand.
No chiyuv.
But I have a chiyuv. It's my chiyuv to go and expand
your mitzvah. Your chiyuv is to someone else.
Oh, so you could argue still. My chiyuv is so someone else. Depends on. I agree. But if you say like an argument, it doesn't even begin.
For sure not.
According to Kaveh Eger, at least you have a deck. It's here. I have like some kind of a, you know, I can do a mitzvah and then I can transfer my mitzvah. I can do that on. So I can do it maybe to somebody who's not a chiyuv b'davar. But according to the Nei Yudah, it's not them, it's not me, it's their chiyuv is obligation to me. If they don't have a chiyuv, I don't have obligation to do that. So to end comes out that arvus, the idea of I'm a rev for somebody else, according to the Nei Yudah is we're one nation, so whatever anybody and my fellow friends has, like a chesed thing, I have to make sure that everybody's taken care of. According to the Gregor, it's just an extension of my mitzvah. I have a mitzvah. My mitzvah is to also make sure to whoever else is mechuyav mitzvah will be yotze as well.
That's it. But what about women?